Hey, trail riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. Hope you guys are doing well. Today we're going to be talking about having and taking. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Leviticus 17:1 through 19:10, Psalm 28:6-9, Proverbs 6:30-31, Mark 6:1-20. Again, we'll be talking about having and taking. Our focal passage is going to come from Psalm 28, verse 7, which says, "The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I am helped." The first three pieces of the Christian armor should be worn at all times, while the last three should be taken up and used when and where necessary. Evidence for this can be seen when we look at Paul's use of the words having and taking. Listen to this passage. "Stand, therefore, with the truth like the belt around your waist, righteousness like an armor on your chest, and your feet sandaled with the readiness of the gospel of peace," Ephesians 6:14-15. Then in the second section, the words change. "In every situation, take the shield of faith, take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit," Ephesians 6:16-17. The difference between the first and the last pieces of equipment is the difference between having and taking. The shield referred to in Ephesians 6 is extremely large. It was usually about 4 foot high and about 2 to 3 feet wide, and designed to give a more protection as a possibility of a front of the body. The more important the front surface of it covered with a sheet of fireproof metal, so that the fiery darts of the enemy would have little to no effect. Clearly, Paul thought that in addition to the first three items, the further defense was needed to protect us from the devil's preliminary attacks. When we consider the lengths to which God has gone to in order to give us the protection that we need against satanic attacks, one wonders why we ever allow ourselves to be badgered and defeated by the enemy to begin with. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, once again, we want to record our gratitude for the way that you have provided for our defense against the enemy. Help us to see, however, that it will do us no good just to appreciate it. We must use it. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at Hebrews 11:17-40, Romans 10:17, and Philippians 3:8-9, and keep these two questions in mind. How does faith come? And the second is to list some things accomplished through faith. God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow me here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.